Officials state on the district's website that the drinking water within their schools is safe. First-round testing did show lead levels above 15 parts per billion, the state's safety threshold within all schools, but in limited samples. Mark Laurie is superintendent of Niagara Falls Public Schools.
Any source that has been identified as exceeding 15 parts per billion has to have a second round of testing before any remediation needs to take place.
Only three samples exceeding 15 parts per billion were identified as drinking fountains. Most were sinks or hose bibs or other sources rarely used.
A lot of the spots that were cited in the first round of testing were locations that don't get much use, don't get turned on very often. And in the second round, the state allows you to do what they call a flush test, where you let the water run for a while and then test it.
Lori says new numbers have already come back for Hyde Park, Henry Kalfas, Maple Avenue, 79th Street, and G.J. Mann schools, deeming their water safe. Second-round results for the city's other elementary schools, middle schools, and high school are expected within the next 2 weeks. Lori notes that an independent firm is conducting the tests. The school district is providing a detailed report, including identified water sources, in the What's New section of its website, nfschools.net. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.